President Bush mounted a podium in the county park stacked high with hay bales and pumpkins to address a cheering crowd, waving signs reading "Sportsman for Bush" and "Bush's Farm Ranch Team." In what has become a standard stump speech for the president, he criticized John Kerry for being weak on defense and national security. He also slammed Kerry's support for the International Criminal Court because he said it would allow foreign judges to charge American soldiers with war crimes.
See, that would be a legal nightmare for our troops. My fellow citizens, as long as I'm your president, Americans in uniform will answer to the officers and law of the United States, not to the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
The president also had harsh criticism for Senator Kerry's health plan. He said it depends too much on federal funding.
You know something, when the government pays the bills, it makes the rules. His plan would put bureaucrats in charge of dictating coverage, which could ration your care and limit your choice of doctors. What I'm telling you is he's putting us on the path to Hillary care.
The president touted his own plan that depends heavily on tax-exempt health savings accounts, but it's the president's policies in Iraq and the war on terrorism that his supporters cite the most when explaining why they're going to vote for him. At the rally, 35-year-old Terry Blanchard says he voted for Gore in the last election, but he's glad George Bush won and he'll vote to keep him in office.
I think in our time, right now, with what's going on in the world, he's done a good job this far, and I guess to hand that off to somebody else at this juncture would be a bad idea.
The president also talked about farm policy. He promised dairy farmers he'll support the renewal of a program that provides federal subsidies when milk prices drop. And he accused Senator Kerry of hurting Wisconsin dairy farmers by supporting the Northeast Dairy Compact. But outside the rally, a dairy farmer and Kerry supporter took issue with that. Standing in a crowd of protesters waving Kerry for President signs, Kathleen Weinhout said she trusts Kerry more when it comes to dairy policy.
We have to do what John Kerry and the New England Dairy Compact did for New England. We have to do across the United States so the dairy farmers have a living wage. It's just the beginning to pass the reauthorization of the milk program.
Farm policy has so far been a low-profile issue in the presidential campaign, but it could come up tonight in St. Louis when John Kerry and President Bush meet for a town hall-style debate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.